Hi, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at how the life of Jesus is applied to the life of believers. And today's question is, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to be saved? And the answer to this question is, I must repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior. To repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior. Firstly, to repent. Repent is a very important word, that we must repent of our sins. Now, repent means basically to turn around, to change direction. You're doing one thing and you realize that it's wrong, so you stop and you turn around and you turn the other way. One day I was driving down the road and I was driving down the wrong way. I was driving down the away from my house and I wanted to go to my house. And I realized that I was driving the wrong way. So I needed to stop and turn around and drive to the right way. And that's what we do. We realize that sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. That we're walking away from what God has told us to do or doing something God has told us not to do. And we're doing the wrong thing. So we stop. And we repent. We realize we're going the wrong way. We stop and we go the other way. We listen to what God has told us in His Word. That's what we need, to repent of our sins. And the second thing is, we need to believe in Christ as our Savior. Believe in Christ as my Savior. Now, to believe doesn't just mean that we think it is true, that we know it to be true. We know it to be true in our heart. And that's the important thing. Paul, in the book of Romans, explains that you need to believe in your heart. Now, you might have heard someone say this phrase before. I believe it in my heart. I know. I have a gut feeling about this. And this is what we need to do. We don't just need to know Jesus is a Savior or the Savior. We just don't need to know it in our mind and we need to believe it in our heart. And that's the important thing. We need to repent of our sins and believe in Christ as our Savior. That's what we know the covenant of grace is. The covenant of grace is Jesus coming and living the life that we should have lived and dying the death that we should have died. That's what the covenant of grace is. And this is what we must do to be saved. But the important part of this question is to repent and to believe, to repent and to believe. But the important part is, what must you do to be saved? What must you do? And that's in the answer that I must repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior. That's what we need to do. Now, when we love something, we want to hold on to it. We want to cherish it. Maybe when you get a present and someone else wants to play with it, you just want to scream, mine, 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 mine. You can't play with it. And that's what we want to do with Christ. Not that we hold Him that there's not enough to go around, but we want to be able to claim that these are my sins, that you and I have done wrong things and sinned against God. And we need to repent of our own sins. I need to repent of my sins, and you need to repent of your sins. But also that we believe in Christ as my Savior. This is the beautiful news of the gospel. Not just the gospel is true somewhere, somehow, but it's personal. That Jesus died for your sins, and you believe in Him as your Savior. And that's the important part. What must you do to be saved? I must repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior.